Coronavirus Update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Johns Hopkins University's tally Sunday morning shows the confirmed global death toll from COVID-19 approaching 5 million. More than 745,000 of those deaths have been in the United States. The U.S. numbers have been trending downward this month. Still, by Johns Hopkins count, nearly 44,000 Americans have died of COVID infections in the past 4 weeks. And compared with numbers on this date a year ago, both case numbers and deaths remain significantly higher. While vaccines have brightened the outlook, World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus had sobering words this past week.
The global number of reported cases and deaths from COVID-19 is now increasing for the first time in 2 months, driven by an ongoing rise in Europe that outweighs declines in other regions. It's another reminder that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over.
Pleas for increased vaccine access for poorer countries are being echoed this weekend at the G20 summit in Rome. Advocates say suspension of vaccine patents is crucial to that effort, and the WHO is backing an effort in South Africa to reverse engineer Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. Meanwhile, memorials are appearing around the world remembering the millions who have died, many quite simple, like white ribbons on a church fence in Johannesburg, South Africa. Along the River Thames in London, there's a 6-foot-high wall painted with hearts and the names of some of the 140,000 who have died in the United Kingdom. Sue Vosper is a volunteer with COVID-19 bereaved families for justice.
It's a nine-minute walk from one end to the other, and everyone that comes here they can't help but think all those numbers they saw on the television were just numbers. They come here and they're beating hearts. They can't shy away from that.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.